Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Kristen Podolsky is the production specialist with MPGA, and Kristen joins us again this afternoon. And here we are with this this heat, Kristen, over the last few days. How's the crop coming along?
Yeah, the beans are definitely loving the heat finally. Overall, they're looking good. Plants are ranging from about the second to fourth or fifth trifoliate. I even had the first report yesterday of the first blooms being seen. Edible beans seem to be advancing a bit more faster than the soybeans. Crops are quite uniform. Most of the herbicide applications were able to get done, fortunately, before last week's rain, and guys are planning for the second applications if necessary. Some of the rain last week, though, we're starting to see some yellowing in the fields that have water sitting in them, but fortunately, soybeans can tolerate a bit more of the wet soil conditions compared to some of the other crops.
So what should growers be looking for at this time or over the next few days or weeks?
We're at the stage now where we should be assessing nodulation in the soybeans and peas and other legume crops. We know that soybeans get about 50 to 75% of their nitrogen from biological nitrogen fixation, so it's important that those nodules are working for us. We can expect to see fully functioning nodules at about the third trifoliate stage. And so to do this, growers should head out to the field and dig up a few plants and wash away the soil from the roots. And the number of nodules and the size can vary, but we just want to make sure that the nodules are present. And if we look at them closely, we want to see kind of a bright pink to reddish color.
And finally here, Kristen, Stats Canada last week came out with its acreage estimates, 1.1 million acres of soybeans in Manitoba. What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, that Stats Canada report came out, and from my perspective, I would say that perhaps it's a bit optimistic, just given the wet spring and the fluctuation in seeding plans that some growers may have changed things last minute. So yeah, it is a 35% increase from 2012, but again, if we do reach that, of course, it's good news, and we're actually in the sixth consecutive year of increase in soybean acres in Manitoba.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. We'll hear more from her again 2 weeks from now on The Bean Report. It's brought to you every other Tuesday by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. You can also find out more information online at manitobapulse.ca.